The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Cosi.org.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Cosi.org.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, could it all just be coincidental, or is something or someone trying to make itself known?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Yes, and if you have a real ghost story, we want to hear it. Call it in at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. Being a premium subscriber is totally an option. You don't get any commercials, you get advanced episodes and access to the archive, and you could sign up for 3 days free if you go through Apple Podcasts, or you could sign up at patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes, and Kathy Gordon is here.
Oh, I don't believe in coincidence.
I don't either, really.
I do not. I guess other people do, but I always think, okay, so what are the odds?
Exactly.
Right?
So, yeah, I'm not a big coincidence.
It's a big, huge, freaking world with millions, billions of people, and the universe is huge, and everything's little molecules and particles, and these just two things happen to happen, you know?
I went out trick-or-treating last night with my friend and her four-year-old.
I think you're a little old to be trick-or-treating.
I know, right?
Carol.
I did not wear a costume. And,
okay, all right.
But so we go out to this, because we've talked about this neighborhood. In fact, Tony and I have talked about this neighborhood for years. And it's really, really cool. It's over the top. I'd say it's like 4 blocks by 8 block area is where the biggest stuff happens. We made it maybe 2 blocks in, a block over and back. Maybe.
That's crazy.
Maybe 3 blocks in and block over and back.
Did you only go to houses, or did they have tables and stuff set up with groups at them and things?
They had houses that were decorated with people sitting outside with tables because it was better. It's easier to just give the candy out at a table rather than have them knock at the door. So everybody who was giving out candy was waiting outside. But there were thousands of people. I have never seen anything like it. Now, I've driven through this neighborhood before where, you know, it's not Halloween, so you can just see the decorations. Super cool. But to go through it on foot on Halloween night was pretty magical in a way, and intense and kind of insane, because there were so many people, but so many parents dressed up with their kids, and the houses just over the top. It was, I've never seen anything like it.
Well, now I know, like in my little town, they have a neighborhood like that. So, you know, really nobody trick-or-treats anywhere else. They just go there. And they have it set up to where it's one of those like you're where it's old houses, you know, that are real nice old houses in town. But they also like in the I think in the streets they have, you know, tables set up to. Well, I think the houses do like you do too with tables and things. But they also have additional tables and stuff like clubs do it, like.
Oh yeah, these are just houses, just
and
private.
Like the Lions Club has a table, and this group has a table, and you know it's almost like everybody that's just the place to go.
Yeah, and there's some smaller towns around here that do that, like in the downtown area, and some of the local clubs and nonprofits and businesses they have things mm-hmm. set up. But this mm-hmm. is just a neighborhood. And I have never seen anything like it. And so I took my dog, Benji, and he's really good. He's a good boy. And he did fine, but he was so overwhelmed by it all. Like, he was just beside himself. Because I got to thinking about it later. Like, he didn't know what the F this stuff was. He's like, oh, my God, it's a dinosaur, you know. And he was just seeing so many bizarre things. Oh. And then here's a dog. I know it's a dog. But why is that dog dressed like that?
The dog is lighting up.
You know, I don't understand what's going on with that dog. And so we got in the car to come home. And within 2-3 blocks, my dog was sound asleep. And got home and I sat down on the sofa. That guy curled up in my lap. I sent Kathy a picture. He was so zonked out.
Like, he is. That dog is extra sensitive. He is so that everything stimulates him.
Yeah, you know, he was just, it was crazy. But it was really pretty magical. I have to say that. I'm glad I did it.
Good.
And my friend's daughter, she loved it. It was just really cute watching her. She was just so excited. So it was a lot of fun.
Good.
So let's do some ghost stories. And this first story says, I've had a few brushes with what I can only call the paranormal, and I hope this isn't too much to share. Sounds like, do we really want to know? The first story takes me back to my early teens, which I know might make it sound less credible, but I swear it happened just as I remember. I grew up in Shorewood, a small town on the northeast coast of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. When I was 10, we moved into a very old house, probably built in the early 1900s. One afternoon around the age of 13, my stepbrother and I were tossing a Nerf football back and forth in the living room, and at some point I remember setting the ball down on the couch and heading upstairs with him. A little while later, we came back downstairs, only to be hit with this overwhelming toxic smell that burned our noses and throats. Panicked, we searched for the source of the stench, and eventually I found it. The Nerf football, the same one I'd set down on the couch, was now wedged inside a tall torch-style halogen lamp, sizzling and melting. My brother and I were stunned. We both remembered putting it safely down on the couch, so how did it get there? Then about a year later, my mom reported a strange encounter. She'd heard someone moving in the narrow back stairwell and actually chased a shadowy figure all the way out of the house. By the time she reached the landing, the back door was wide open. She insisted it had to be a real person, but I'm still not so sure. Not long after that, I had my own unsettling moment. I was coming down those same back stairs late one night and got a strong whiff of fresh laundry, which was strange because I knew no one had done any laundry that evening. Something felt wrong, but I couldn't explain why. I hesitated there on the landing, but finally I shrugged it off and went to bed. That night, a few hours later, I was jolted awake by my mom, who was rushing me out of the house. Our basement was engulfed in flames. Thankfully, we both got out safely and the house was eventually remodeled, but those experiences haunt me to this day. Were they somehow connected? I can't shake the feeling that the cranky old woman who sold us the place had left some lingering part of herself behind. Years later in college, I moved into an old creaky Chicago apartment with two close friends. One day, they decided to play with a Ouija board, and of course, they met a 12-year-old spirit named Emily. Soon after that, strange things started happening around the apartment, mostly centered in the bathroom. Faucets would turn on full blast on their own. I'd walk in and find the bathtub pouring water, yet no one would admit to touching the sink. Our microwave became particularly active too, beeping randomly and displaying odd numbers as though someone invisible was pressing buttons. We often had to unplug it to make it stop. We brushed it off, joking that it was just Emily. One day, a friend of ours who'd been going through a rough time visited, and we went into the bathroom. When she came out, she looked shaken and told us she'd seen a little girl standing outside the door. She was certain it wasn't a real person, more like a vision. Hearing that definitely chilled us. We couldn't ignore the connection to Emily after that. The final experience is short, but by far the most intense one I've ever had. I had just started dating my now wife, who lived alone in yet another old Chicago apartment. Her ex had just moved out, and one evening while I was in her kitchen, I glanced over at the fridge just in time to see a box of cereal fly off the top with such force as if someone had punched it. I stood there stunned, checking every angle to try to explain it, but there was nothing. No loose objects, no pets, just nothing. I couldn't shake the feeling that whatever was in that apartment had enjoyed having her all to itself and wasn't thrilled about me being around. Chicago has a reputation as a haunted city, and I can see why. I'd be curious if you've heard much about the haunted histories of both Milwaukee and Chicago. Thanks for sharing your stories with us. That's from John. Oh my God, both those cities have all kinds of haunted stories.
Have we heard? Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, not only have we heard, but you and I have been on numerous ghost tours in Chicago.
Oh yeah. And you know, there's just some of those old neighborhoods when you think about what's happened. Mm-hmm. You know, and heck, just the Chicago fire alone, that engulfed a huge part of that city. Mm-hmm. And all those people who passed away and everything, you know, all the tragedy that happened with that.
Yeah. And, on one of the tours that you and I went on, we went into a park which had originally been a cemetery, and they never really dug up all the bodies. They said they moved the cemetery, but
did they?
And people still find bones and things, they say, you know, when they're just out and running around. So, yeah, it's super haunted. And we've been to Milwaukee, and we visited an old mansion there. And I think it felt pretty creepy. I think Milwaukee is absolutely full of paranormal.
Do you think that all of these encounters are kind of connected? I mean, obviously the house with the Nerf ball and, you know, mom's pretty brave. Whether it was a shadow figure or an intruder chasing it out of the house, you go.
I know,
mom,
right?
Being mom. Don't mess with her. But like the Nerf ball thing, you know, that's weird. You remembered setting it on the sofa. It shouldn't end up there.
How should it just pop up and get into the light, you know?
And then the weird fire thing in the middle of the night, that's intense and scary.
And it was interesting that he had that kind of premonition smell of laundry.
Yeah,
and
I thought
then
so too.
It was... The fire was down in that area. I'm assuming maybe an electrical situation with washer or dryer or something that happened down there. Yeah, there's a lot of things. And so what do you think? You think connected?
I don't. I think that the house that he first lived in could have had its own ghost. And then there's this little girl ghost. Then there's the one that's throwing cereal boxes off the top of the fridge.
Yeah,
I don't know that they're all connected.
The second two are Chicago, and I, you know, you just walk around Chicago and you go haunted, haunted, haunted. You know, I mean, they just are. So it wouldn't surprise me if you were just in, you had different hauntings.
Now,
did they close out the Ouija board? Probably not.
And maybe Emily was going to be there.
Did you?
Emily might have. Maybe Emily was going to be there either way. Maybe it had nothing to do with the Ouija board.
Maybe Emily was already there.
Exactly.
And that was Emily's way of saying hi. But y'all know to close out your Ouija board if you're going to do the Ouija board, you know.
Then, but I do think maybe John's just kind of open to it. And so things, you know, he's had more experiences than most.
I think so, too.
Which I don't know.
I think so. Oh, yeah.
But I just don't see those all being connected.
Okay,
I think
I'm
it's more like he just paranormal shit is attracted
it's
to
not
him.
Not a coincidence.
Mm-mm. Let's go to a phone call.
Hi, my name is Megan. I'm from Toronto, Canada. I've really been enjoying your show, even though I'm usually a seasoned skeptic. But I figured I'd offer a story of my own about Ouija boards. In the fall of 2000, when I was in high school, a friend of mine passed away from cancer. It was a childhood friend. It was the first time I'd ever had to deal with something like that up front, and it was very traumatic. And a few months later, another friend of mine who had also been friends with her somehow got her hands on a Ouija board, and she had borrowed it from somebody. And both of us had parents that were very religious, so she kind of had to sneak it into the house, and we had to sneak into the garage to use it. And we only had like maybe half an hour before our parents, you know, would start wondering what we were doing. And so we tried to contact this friend of ours, and it was a very short conversation, and it seemed like we were talking to her. We asked her, you know, we really just had a chance to ask, you know, how are you doing? How are things? You know, are you at peace, et cetera? And afterwards, my other friend just kind of walked away from it without, like, I don't know that she really... that it really weighed on her mind at all, but I was like 17 at the time, and I was like just blown away that I was able to have this conversation, and so I became kind of fixated on it. And then a few months later, I found a Ouija board in a secondhand store, and so I smuggled it home because if my mother had known that I was bringing it into the house, she would have been very upset. She thought that they were bad luck. Which is understandable looking back. And so there was a period of a few months where I just became obsessed with this thing. I would say more like addicted. At first I thought I was talking to my friend, and I just became intensely fixated on using this thing every night. And then this other voice started to come in. This being, I don't know if it was a ghost, he identified himself as Hal, and he would just say just really horrible, awful things to me all the time. And I don't know why I kept using it, even though I was getting this voice. And I didn't realize how far it had gone until one night he told me that another friend of mine was going to be murdered, that she was going to be stabbed. And I just broke down into hysterics. I completely flipped out. I called my friend. She was fine. There was nothing going on at all. Nothing that he predicted came true. And I just like, and she thought I had completely lost my mind when I told her this. And this was an incident that, for many years I had put out of my mind, because after that I didn't use it as much. I just kind of shoved it under my bed and left it there. And then I went away to college. And then years later, I was telling this story to my therapist because I felt like looking back, like there must be something wrong with me that I would, you know, that something like that would happen. And without skipping a beat, he said, "You couldn't prevent your friend from dying from cancer, so you were playing out a situation in which you could prevent somebody else from dying." And my jaw dropped. I was awestruck. Like I had never even thought of that before. And it was interesting because he wasn't judgmental about it. He didn't ask me whether or not I believed in ghosts. Like I don't know if it was a ghost or not that I was talking to. I don't know if it was my dead friend that I was honestly talking to. I don't think it was. But I will say that whether or not you believe that Ouija boards can attract evil spirits or demons or what have you, people who are grieving should never, ever touch a Ouija board. It's just so unhealthy. It's such an unhealthy thing for them to get their hands on when they're trying to grieve. Anyways, I just thought I would tell you guys that story. It was, you know, a very emotional occurrence for me. I would never, ever, I've stayed away from Ouija boards pretty much the rest of my life after that. I think they're just, they're a bad deal. And, you know, I even though I'm a seasoned skeptic, I do think there's a lot of unexplainable things out there, which is why I enjoy your show so much. So anyways, thank you for letting me tell my story.
I was listening to that thinking, if I was the friend that she's like calling up and saying, I was playing with my Ouija board and it just said that you're going to get stabbed to death, I would be freaking out. Like, I don't think I'd be able to sleep for weeks. Am I going to get stabbed today? Like, that's a lot to tell somebody.
Well,
I'm glad it didn't come true, thank God.
Did she actually say that to her friend, or did she say, you know, I've got a bad feeling about you going out tonight?
The way I took it was she told her friend that.
Oh.
Which would be a lot. I'm just saying, if a message like that ever comes through, don't share that with your friend.
Or, you know, do it in a way. Like, if you're worried about somebody in any way, you know, but if you think that something like this, I think there's a way you could word it without being so, you know, like literal about it. Yeah. Maybe you could say, you know, I just have a feeling that maybe we need to stay home tonight, that you maybe, you know, were you planning on going out or anything? Yeah. Maybe you need, you know what I mean? Or maybe you need to switch up your plans, or maybe, you know, I don't know. It just seems like maybe you could approach it in a softer way than just to say, I think you're going to get stabbed.
Oh. Now, I do think that her therapist had a really good point that, mm-hmm. you know, I wonder too, if the Ouija board, maybe her subconscious was kind of going through there. I don't know, you know, because she seemed to be playing with it a lot, but it does make sense. Like, you could save that friend from mm-hmm. murder and you couldn't save that friend.
And, yeah.
But if the Ouija board does tell you that, are you really saving your friend? Because if that was going to happen, then it would have happened.
My or God, is the Hal poor just woman messing with you?
Yeah. The poor woman, like, that would be traumatizing.
You know, and, though, I think there's a couple things that are really important in this story. One is, I think she's absolutely right about not messing with it if you're grieving. I think that just will feed into your grief.
Oh, yeah. And I think you got to be really careful messing with them anyway.
I do too. I just think, you know, even the people that feel like they're on the, you know, most solid ground in their life and stuff, I think, you know, really deep down, we're all a little bit fragile.
Yeah.
And, you know, it seems as if when people get to messing with Ouija boards, that it can kind of attack your fragility. Mm-hmm. And that we seem to hear that over and over. And this thing about this addiction thing with it, that's really common. Like, we hear that all mm-hmm. the time. People go, I just couldn't quit doing it. Like, we just, you know, we got just to where we couldn't stop. And then it got darker and darker until they were like, oh, we've got to.
I think that Megan gave us a very good public service announcement. So take that to heart, y'all, and let Megan's life experience
be
a lesson for you.
And I am sorry about her friend and what she's had to go through, because that is very rough. And at a young age to lose somebody that you're close to. And it's hard enough as you get older to put it into context. But when it's young, it's so hard. And you don't know how to go about, you know, what to do with these feelings. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad that she got a therapist that can help her sort that out. You know, and it's like a good therapist.
Never too late for therapy.
That's right.
Well, here's one more story, and it says, I have a lot of stories like this, but I thought I'd share my most recent ones. Every time something strange happens, my boyfriend is never around. He's a huge skeptic and always insists there's a logical explanation for everything. Me, I'm not so sure. I've always been fascinated by the paranormal and love hearing other people's stories, but it's a whole different feeling when it happens to me. Agreed. A little background, I'm a light sleeper and have dealt with insomnia for years. And around the time these two incidents happened, I was under a lot of stress, cramming for multiple exams. Maybe stress can make you feel things that aren't there, but then again, some things are too strange to explain. The first incident happened while I was asleep. I always have a fan running at night, even in the dead of winter, but suddenly I woke up in a sweat. I realized I couldn't feel the air from the fan anymore. My first thought was, the power must have gone out. But I could see the fan was still running full blast. So why wasn't the air reaching me? It was like someone or something was standing right in front of it, blocking the airflow. I sat up, looking around in the darkness toward the fan. In the shadows, I could just make out the outline of a dark figure. My heart started pounding. I pulled the blanket up to my chin, sweating even more, but too terrified to let go. I shut my eyes, trying to convince myself it was just my imagination. And for a second, I thought I could relax. Whatever I'd seen must be gone. And then the blanket was yanked right off me. Panicked, I turned on the light and scrambled out of the room to get my dog. That's brave.
Ooh.
I don't know if I could have gotten up. She's a stout little thing, but I managed to coax her toward the room. But as soon as we reached the doorway, she stopped dead in her tracks, her ears back, growling low in her throat. Normally, she loves sleeping on the bed, but now she refused to even step inside the bedroom. Somehow, I got her to come in with me, but I barely slept the rest of the night. I lay there wide awake, feeling like something was watching us. Then 2 weeks later, it happened again. I'd come home from a long day at school, exhausted with a splitting headache, and decided to take a nap. My boyfriend was outside pressure washing the house, so I figured it was the perfect time to rest. I drifted off with my dog beside me, both of us finally relaxing. Not long after, I was jolted awake by heavy footsteps. I thought it was my boyfriend stomping around on the roof, probably cleaning the gutters. My dog and I both looked up, following the sounds as they crossed the ceiling above us. Then there was a loud boom, like someone had fallen. My heart skipped a beat. I raced out of bed and outside, circling our small house, expecting to see him on the roof, but the roof was empty. I couldn't see or hear anyone up there. My heart was racing, and I pulled out my phone to call him, and when he answered, he sounded confused because he had left the house 20 minutes earlier to pick up dinner. I practically shouted into the phone, "I heard someone on the roof, or maybe there's someone in the attic." And he rushed home, climbed up to check the attic, but of course there was nothing there. It was so frustrating, feeling like I was going crazy, and of course it happened when he wasn't around to witness it. I started wondering if I'd been so stressed that my mind was playing tricks on me. But then I remembered my dog had heard it too. So maybe I'm losing my mind, or maybe something else is hanging around just waiting for me to be alone. Thank you for reading this, and if anything else happens, I'll be sure to let you know. That's from April. Those are some creepy things.
Okay. Do you think it could have been a critter?
Could have been a critter. Could have been.
In the ceiling. I've been having some banging around, and I've been thinking it was related to, like, must be critters. You know, jumping around up on the up on my roof. And, you know, squirrels and stuff and things. But I have been hearing a little bit of banging up there. And I'm just putting it off to the wind and trees and squirrels and other things.
It's been really windy out this way.
And my dog does jerk and look around, too, when it happens. But I'm just giving it to that. You know, I'm just going, okay, that one. Now, even if we can do that on that second story, and we can just go, oh, you know, it's probably whatever. Although the first story is definitely something going down.
The thing that I find weird, because she said, could it be stress? Could
We've
be,
talked
I guess.
About that.
But both things happened when she was sound asleep. So I guess maybe you're having stressful dreams, maybe?
Oh, I do. You know, yeah, you take your stress with you. You don't just not have stress when you go to sleep. If you're stressed, it shows up. You know it does in your dreams. You know, sometimes you have a hard time falling asleep, but when you do, you're tossing and turning and your dreams are crazy. And, you know, I'm under a certain amount of stress just right now from moving, which, you know, is a, like when they list stressful things, moving is right up in the top couple, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And my dreams are just crazy, you know. And I wake up and I do not feel like I got a good night's sleep at all. So we take our stress with us. That doesn't just quit if we go to sleep. But your blankets don't get ripped off of you. I mean, there are, that was a definite paranormal experience. And so if we look at that one, then we can say, definitely there could be another one.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so, you know, and she did feel totally creeped out by it.
I would
like,
have felt,
you know, I hear
it.
Something and I just go, okay, squirrel, I'm moving on with my life. Right. But I do think we know when it was wrong.
When your covers are being yanked off of you.
Mm-hmm. But when something is upstairs or you feel it in the attic or on the roof or something, you know, I think you know the difference in your heart, whether it was right or wrong. You know,
well,
was it a tree? Was it the wind?
Referred to it as,
she did not feel like it was right.
But she said heavy footsteps, and heavy footsteps is not a raccoon. It's not
it's
a squirrel.
It's different. Yeah. Yeah. I definitely think there's a couple things here, and God darn it that it happens when you're working. But I'm going to tell you, it's going to happen one day when he's here, and then he's gone. Just be like, oh my God, right? And you're going to look around and go,
Told you.
I've been telling you this for 2 years. You know, I've been living with this. It will happen.
Yeah.
It will happen to him. It will become blatant enough that it will happen when he's there.
Or not. Maybe it will never happen to him.
April,
I don't know.
You will be vindicated. Believe you.
Some
me.
People never do have the experiences. Well, if you have a real ghost story, we sure would like to hear it. If you want to call it in, leave us a voicemail, call 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you want an ad-free version of the show along with advanced episodes and access to the archive, just become a premium subscriber. Sign up through Apple Podcasts or go through patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Cosi.org.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Cosi.org.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Cosi.org.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Cosi.org.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Cosi.org.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Cosi.org.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Cosi.org.
Hey, I'm Dr. Z, and I'm a neurosurgeon. So that means long hours, early rounds, late nights, and everything in between. And through it all, I wear Figs. Because they're built for what I do. Through the chaos, through the hours, and through whatever the day throws at me, they do their job so I can do mine. They're comfortable when it counts, and functional when I need them the most. So where do you wear your Figs? On shift, on call, on the couch in the break room listening to this podcast, wherever it is, they fit right in. And now listeners of this podcast can get 15% off their first order. Just head to wearfigs.com and use code FIGSRX at checkout. That's wearfigs.com, code FIGSRX.